Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor. This is an excerpt from a longer conversation with Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani about the proposal for a floating dock off of the beaches at Gaza, the Gaza Strip, in order to convey 2 million meals a day into the beleaguered people of Gaza, surrounded by war fighting at the same time, not able to access foods, perhaps because the trucks aren't adequate, perhaps because Hamas is interrupting the food flow with their gunplay. Bill assesses, as best we can at this point, the proposal by the Biden administration for the floating dock for ships offshore, what can go wrong, especially given that the Hamas gunmen have a motive to make certain the food does not flow evenly and does come into their hands and does enhance the black market that's forming up in Gaza for people to eat on a daily basis. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, what can go wrong and why with the proposal?
Good evening, John. Yes, I mean, this sort of thing has been done before, but we have to keep in mind that this is an active war zone, and someone at some point, first of all, the military says it's going to take weeks. I've heard it's possibly 2 months to build this. So if anyone thinks this is an immediate solution to the humanitarian problem in Gaza, that isn't. The real problem here to me is who is going to secure this? Once, you know, the President Biden claims that there will be no U.S. troops on the ground, that is possible, but there's certainly going to be troops on that pier. This is an active war zone. What happens if Hamas, if Hezbollah, if Iran decides that this can be a target to escalate the situation? Will U.S. troops that are working on this dock, U.S. warships that are and supply ships that are off the coast of Israel, will they become targets? Is there a plan for this? Given what we have seen in previous humanitarian type missions, my guess is there probably isn't, John. I go back to the evacuation of Kabul and the mistakes that were made in the timing for calling the evacuation, how the evacuation was executed, how there was no planning for an evacuation of that sort quickly after the U.S. withdrawal, the U.S. closing Bagram. The same people are in charge, John, and this is a big concern for me. There's never been accountability for Afghanistan. So no, there's been no lessons learned, and the same mistakes can be made here. And, you know, what happens if U.S. troops come into contact? I'm certain it's feasible for something like this to happen. It's not going to be quick. And, you know, the other aspect of this, too, John, is who is going to secure this aid once it hits the ground? Is it Hamas? Hamas is the ones with the guns in a siege situation are the first to get the supplies, to get the medical supplies, to get weapons, ammunition, water, fuel. Is Hamas going to be distributing this? Is there any plan for this? It's a chaotic situation. You know, and I think back to, you know, this to me, it feels good to do this for the Biden administration. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Look at Mogadishu. Look at Beirut in 1982. Those were all feel-good missions, too, until they weren't, until things went sideways and caused great catastrophe for the U.S. military.
More of this later. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.